Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all praises and all honor and all glory to come to you and share in the study of His all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for you taking the time to tune in tonight. We welcome you, and especially you, but more than anything, we welcome the presence of God and the power of His Holy Spirit, because God is so good. Oh, yes, He is, and He is good all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence further of the Lord with a song of praise. After that, we will enter into His throne of grace with prayer. And then we have a word in the house tonight from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. He's going to be sharing that which the Lord has laid on his heart. So we ask that you be in prayer for him as well. And we just begin by giving God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah.
To show Him your love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's one of those old gospel classics that's timeless. That should be the anthem of every blood-washed believer in Jesus Christ. Lord God, I am available to you. I just pour myself out to you, Father. Use my hands, my ears, my voice, my mind, Lord God, as I offer myself, as I offer my full body as a sacrifice, Lord God, to you. You know my storage is empty. Oh, yes, Lord, fill me up until my cup overflows. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Father God, tonight we give you all the honor and we give you all the glory, Lord, as we come before you, Lord God, as empty cups before a full fountain, Father, asking you, Lord, that you fill us up with the anointing power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill us up, Father God, with your word. Empower us, Lord God, that we may be able to go forth, Lord, and be able to minister your word, to be able to share with this dying world that we serve a living Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. We give you, Lord God, all the praise, all the honor, Lord. Now we ask that you bless, Lord God, and anoint the man of the hour, Heavenly Father. Anoint Pastor Jasper Whitehurst afresh, Lord, that he will be able to preach your word uninhibited, uninterrupted, with power, with anointing, with authority, that the people may be edified, that God will be glorified, and that the enemy will be terrified. And Lord God, for that we give you all the praise and all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. We praise God for his word. Thank God for his prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we'll see God, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, for what you're doing this hour, this time. Praise God. Oh, Lord, bless your holy name. Praise your holy name, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for this time you have given us to share with your people, Lord, to feed your people on high, Father. Amen. With the word of the living God. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for that on this hour, Lord. Thank God for the word on this time. Amen. Let's just get into the word of God tonight. To God be all the glory. It's my wife to start with verse, going to start with Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for this word, and we see how the Holy Spirit is moving, because this word connects directly with the song and the prayer, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. The word says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, King James Version, "Oh, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is, what the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let me read that one more time, please. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah to that great, great word. Amen.
Amen.
You know, nothing new, something we have heard before from time to time, and it's still true to this very hour. Amen. You need, name this word on today is the transforming power of God.
Amen.
The transforming power of God. Lord, help us to have some transforming power in our life in times such as this, Lord. We need the power of God in our life to destroy some things. We need the power of God in our life to set some things straight. We need the power of God in our life to straighten some of our pathway, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We need the power of God in our life to move like he wants to move, amen. To clean our ear out sometimes, to take care of our eye gate, Lord. To take care of our mouth, our lips sometimes, Lord. To take care of our hands and our feet and inside and outside of us, Lord. To wash your white snow sometimes. God needs to work in us, a matter of work in the power of God, amen. The the transforming power of God. I want to speak now tonight. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. This is an intro on tonight. The word of God is true source of transforming power. It's a true source of transforming power. God creates and gives life by his word. I said God creates and gives life by his word. God speaks and brings into being everything that exists in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop and think about it, amen, it is an awesome display of power. You look at the heavens above and the earth beneath, and some of your own naked eye, you can't even see all the heavenly bodies that's out there, so to speak. You can't see the different heavens above in the atmosphere. Amen. You can't see that far, the second, third heaven, and so forth. You can't see that far without natural eye. Yeah, amen. And Paul was saying that some of them say he will cover the third heaven. But we can't see that far. It's natural. But it's in the spirit of God, power of God's word. Amen. But think about all the things that God had created and done. He put things in motion on this earth from Genesis to Revelation. How God had done such a great work in the earth. Amen. His creation. Amen. It was no Big Bang Theory. It was the power of God. God spoke into existence, his power, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Through his word, he brought nothing and turned it to something, praise God. But it's amazing how Almighty God can show his awesome power from day to day, amen? Almighty God, the great I am, praise God, Jehovah,
amen.
Lord God Almighty, amen? Elohim, in the beginning and in the end, God was there. You know, in between, God from everlasting to everlasting, from everlasting past to everlasting future. God is there from beginning to end. Amen. There's no in between. Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Elohim is infinite, all knowing, all powerful. Amen. Who shows by his works that he is the creator, sustainer, and the supreme judge of the earth. Also, he's our source. And my brother Mama Roe would say, he's our source. Yes, he is. He's our strength, praise God. He's that one and only God. Amen. And we thank God for who he is. We worship and we praise him. He's El Shaddai. Amen.
Yes.
Almighty God.
Yes.
Yahweh, praise God. Hallelujah. The God that strength we are, the God of Israel, the God that believes on today. Amen. That same God. The same God back then. And
amen.
The same God today. The very hour. Amen. Our God is great and mighty. His power is on display, friend, each and every day, praise God. You can't miss the power of God day or night. His power is there throughout the earth and throughout the universe, amen.
Amen.
You take time to think. You heard early in the morning time the birds singing to the glory of God. The wind blowing. The tree moving back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You can see God display his power and glory throughout this very earth, amen.
Amen.
But the power of God is evident in all you say, all you do, praise God. So we serve a great God, a mighty God, a powerful God, and his power is at work each and every day. He says nothing is too hard for our God, amen. Nothing is too hard for our God.
Amen.
Now also, let me share with you the gospel has been revolutionized in our life and since it came to pass, amen. It's still working today. Our life is the power of God in us and through us, through Christ Jesus. It is life changing, amen, by the power of Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Life changing. And everything you say and do, Jesus' public ministry, amen, transformed people's lives. Jesus' public ministry transformed people's lives, and it's still transforming people's lives today. Not just in Luke, Mark, Matthew, and John, and throughout the Word of God, Old Testament, New Testament, it continues to transform people's lives today, amen,
mm-hmm.
But it's available to you.
Amen.
I had a word for Brother Bishop Kevin Jones was saying, already available. God's word is already available to you at this very hour, amen.
Yes.
Praise God for our bishop. We thank God for that word. Thank God for today to know that Jesus' public ministry was displayed to the people. They were transformed by his word. They were transformed by his power. They were transformed by the healing that took place and healing today. Miracles, signs, and wonder, power over nature, raising for the dead, amen. Salvation, prayer, defeating the enemy, defeating the devil, amen. And so much more. God says the believer in Christ, the born again believer, when has such a power to do these things and work, these mighty works. Jesus said he gives you a power from on high. power to do signs and wonders, your Father, the believer in Christ. Signs and wonders, your Father, the believer. So we should be working that power. It's an often working power, transforming power of God Almighty in the believer today. Amen?
Amen.
So praise God. It's a gift of God. Amen. It's a power of God. It's an anointing of God that destroys those yokes of bondage in our life. Amen. The word of God is living, breathing, is life-changing, amen, is mind-renewing, yoke-destroying, burden-removing, set the captive free. The power of Almighty God is still in power today. It never loses its power. Just like the blood of Jesus, it never loses its power. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The
amen.
Same blood, the same word.
Amen.
You know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same word today. Amen, praise God. It never loses its power.
Amen.
The transforming power of God. We're talking about that. Transforming power of God. Amen. With the verse of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. We're going to start with, by the mercy of God. What are you talking about, Pastor? By the mercy of God. I hear my mom be saying, by the mercy of God. Oh, God, show me your mercy. Amen. My grandparents talking about the mercy of God. What are you talking about? The mercy of God. The mercy of God, everlasting mercy. His mercy endures forever. Praise God. Thank God for his mercy. Sometimes man not merciful. We say God, you are God.
That's right.
They're very merciful. And they're rich in mercy. Never run out of mercy, praise
That's
God.
Right.
We thank God for who he is. Amen. Yahweh, Elohim, he's a God of mercy. Amen. A God of compassion. God mercy means God of compassion. Amen. God of kindness towards us, towards those that don't deserve kindness. Amen. God is merciful towards them. Amen. Towards us, you and I. He showed mercy in the believer life and especially in salvation. Oh, the mercy of God. Oh, Lord, show us your mercy, Lord. Show us who you are. Amen. The mercy of God continues to flow in our life. Amen. He continues to flow his rain on the just and the unjust. Amen. On the believers and on the saved and unsaved. Amen. On the believers and on the non-believers. God's mercy continues to show today until Jesus comes. God's mercy is still available to you on this hour, praise God. His mercy and his grace. Unmerited favor, praise God. But thank God for his holy mercy. Amen.
Amen.
God's mercy shows up in a believer's life and salvation and throughout his livelihood, praise God. And God continues to show mercy for he shows forgiveness as well. Amen. Mercy trumps over judgment, praise God. So we all born in sin. We all fall short to the glory of God. But God's mercy, praise God. Thank God for his mercy, amen. Thank God for God through Jesus Christ, the mercy of God, amen. Give us another chance, praise God, for what Jesus done, the work he done on Calvary Cross, amen. The work he done for you and I. He paid the price for us. But thank God for your everlasting mercy. God extends in kindness and his grace to those who don't deserve it.
That's right.
God, you and I. We don't deserve God's mercy. We belong to the devil hell, praise God. Amen. Because of sin. Sin is sin and death. And everlasting life from God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But thank God for mercy through Jesus Christ that God found a way to give everlasting life through Jesus Christ. And his mercy and his kindness continues to grow and to those who want to receive it. Amen. It's been available to you on today. Amen. God's mercy can transform your life.
Amen.
Without a doubt. It can transform my life. I know it can transform your life. Paul said he was the chief of sinners. Amen. I'll write it behind him. He was the chief of sinners. But thank God for your everlasting mercy. It can transform your life from the lowest sinner and bring you up to a new person, new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for that.
If you don't mind, one song that C.C. Wine is singing that was so relevant to this about mercy and the lyrics go that mercy refused,
all right now,
but love took my place.
Mm.
There on the cross,
my God,
where justice met grace,
yes,
mercy refused
mercy.
To let me die because Jesus the Lamb,
hallelujah,
he was crucified.
Yes.
So rightfully,
my God,
death wanted me,
but
God's mercy
refused.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I've been God's mercy many times in my life.
Mercy
refused. And then the devil trying to take my life.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Was right there.
Yes, Lord.
Car accident, other things going on, different things taking place. Praise God. God. We sing God. We thank God his power in our life protect us. Amen. Protect our family, our loved ones. Protect my wife and family from day to day. Amen. God's mercy, God's grace, praise God, was ever present in our life. Continue on today. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Even David understood that. David had a close relationship with Christ. David said, surely, goodness.
Come on now.
And mercy
shall
follow me all the days of my life, praise God.
All the days.
And I'm telling all the days of my life. I can hear it every day.
Yes,
I can have that every day mercy. Amen.
Yes,
I don't know about you. I can have that mercy every day of my life, praise God.
Mercy.
Every day mercy, praise
yes,
God. Hallelujah. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, praise
yes,
God. He said it's compassion, for love. Yeah, David knows what he's talking about. Amen. You got to have that mercy of God. Every day mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Because his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Psalm 118:1. Amen. And Psalm 23:6. But God's mercy endures forever. The word of God talking about God's mercy with Genesis and Revelation. He's talking about the mercy of God, praise God. The mercy of God, the love of God, the peace of God, God's mercy that the Savior, God's mercy that give a chance to deliver another day. God's mercy that deliver somebody from the pits of hell, praise God. God's mercy that chain a prisoner that was captive over here. God mercy that chain a woman's life or a person's life and give transformation in their life inside out. God mercy has done that, amen, through his power of the Almighty God, amen. The power of God is forever present. Do you receive on today?
Yes, amen.
Receive the power of God on today. And God is powerful, the mercy of God. We thank God for the everlasting mercy that endures forever, praise
amen.
God. You need mercy every day, you need that compassion. I do every morning. You need the mercy of God each and every day. Praise
yes.
God. Every day in that mercy. That
yes.
steadfast love of God. You need that in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for that. We're going to move right along. Praise God. The next one is that you present your body. To live a sacrifice. Christ did.
Yes.
Praise God. He said we can do it in him. Praise God. He gave everything we need to be a living sacrifice. When you pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God even abide his spirit with you. You become the temple. Or the Holy Ghost, the temple of the Holy Spirit abides in you, amen. And take and set you, consecrate you, and sanctify you, set you apart for the mouth of you, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was talking about that. Paul was letting people know in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, that he wrote about this to the church and to us.
Mm-hmm.
Urging the believers, urging the Christian to be a little sanctified before Christ, to live holy, praise God, before God, amen. And pleasing to God, to be obedient to God's word. And don't let nobody change that your mind, your heart from that. Be obedient to God's word. Walk in the spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Trust in God's word. Have faith in it from day to day. Amen. It's a faith walk, saint. It's a daily faith walk in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. And that pleases unto God. So be obedient to his word. And God will give everything what you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. All these things retain to life itself. God said, all these things be added to you. Say, I'm not trying to teach you myself. I'm going to give you these blessings, man. I'm going to give you showers of blessings in store for your life when you be pressed down, shaken together, and run over, praise God, in your life as a true believer in Christ. God will give you those good things. Amen. But you want you to be obedient to him and to serve him, to obey him, to obey his word, to be pleasing in his sight. Because without faith, you cannot please God. So we got to have faith, praise God, amen. Be a living sacrifice from day to day that you may be pleasing in his sight, amen. God hope that they will extend Christ's love to each other. The Paul was trying to tell them to love, have love for one another, amen. And you sacrifice yourself before him to the glory of God, amen. To the glory of God, be a living sacrifice. Even when you fall to disagree with someone, amen, try to get it right. Try to show love. Show love of God. Show love for faith working by love. Well, try to show love toward one another. Each day we need to have a God bless an opportunity to serve one another. Amen. He said, if you want to be great, be the servant. If you want to be great, be the servant in the name of God. Amen. And God will, in due time, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and God will lift you up in due time, praise God. He hasn't forgotten about you. He knows exactly what you are in Jesus' name. But God knew the opportunity to serve, to help someone, help somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Help someone. Amen. Help someone, be a blessing to somebody. Be a blessing to someone, God has blessed you. Or maybe we share from our experiences. We can help somebody. We can give one another some direction, some advice. Amen. We can encourage someone. We can pray for someone. We can intercede for someone. Amen. We can do many things to help someone out, to encourage a brother or a sister in the faith. Amen.
Amen.
It should be a blessing to them in our daily walk in Christ. When we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to the glory of God and to honor God, and we honor God by doing that, amen. We bring honor to God and to the household of faith and to the kingdom and to the citizens of saints, amen. We bring honor to the things of God by being in that atmosphere, but working that mindset, but being a living sacrifice to the glory of God, amen.
Amen.
Move on to the next one. Be not conformed to this world. Oh, my goodness. Be not conformed to the world. Followers of Jesus believe that they must be transformed by the renewal of their mind and bore conforming to the patterns of secular world system.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the world, but not of the world. Be in the world, but not of the world. Walking in the Spirit of God, abiding in the Spirit, and obeying the Spirit of the Word of God. Amen. Be filled with the Spirit of God, first of all, in Christ Jesus, and then abiding in the Word of God, and walking in the Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
We want to walk in the Spirit of God, we'll be obedient to the Spirit of God, and faith, our faith walk in Him. Amen. Not in the systems of the world, with alive and Satan and oppose both God and Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You find that in John chapter 12, 31, or Ephesians chapter 6, 11. We talk about that, 11 and 12, in James 4, chapter 4 and 4. Those things you find that not to align yourself with those systems of the world.
That's right.
But do not love the world or the things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone loves the world and the love of the Father is not in him.
That's right.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
the pride, the lust of the eyes,
mm-hmm.
amen, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Mm-hmm. Same thing we're going on in Genesis. Satan was doing the same thing to Eve. She used the same tactic. Ain't nothing new. He used the same tactic with Eve that he's going to use with us as believers. In the Garden of Eden, he tempted her and deceived her. Out of Eve, they fell in the Garden of Eden. Amen. They sinned. You go to Genesis chapter 3. You see that the enemy is doing the same tactic today. He tried to do the same thing on Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to do the same common tactic he used in Jesus. He tried to appeal to Eve's desire. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just he tried with Christ, when Christ defeated with the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
with the power of God. If we can, so in him, we can do the same type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he does with the Christian, try to get them to fall, amen, by sin against God, but be disobedient against God's Word. But look, understand that sin disrupts a person's relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
I say sin disrupts a person's relationship with God
mm-hmm.
and other people as well. Still, God's secret relationship. Remember David?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He repented of it?
Mm-hmm.
Got right with God?
Yes.
And then you remember Moses?
Mm-hmm.
Murderer? He repented of it? Got right with God? Remember Paul? Amen? Repented of it? He got right with God?
Mm-hmm.
Remember you and I? We repented of it? We got right with God? God sees those things. And Christ is our advocate to bring the reconciler back to God. He's our advocate. Amen? Also, he's our Chief of the Cornerstone, amen. He's our chief shepherd, praise God. And he's our advocate, amen. And we can go to him.
Amen.
Also, we can confess our sin and go to Christ and God and get right with God. And God will clean up and make it right with him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God will not leave us forsaken, but we got to get right with God by repenting of our sin. Loving the system of this world prevent fellowship. I said, loving the system of this world prevent fellowship with God, amen. And repeat, the evil one in his attempt to turn every believer away from God. So the same tactic the devil is using to try to turn God people away from him, from Christ, he's been doing the same tactic, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Same thing he did in Genesis, the same tactic he used today against the believer of Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same tactic. No, same old grave, we try to warm over, but it's not, it don't take the same. But the same tactic you then, the same tactic you today,
mm-hmm.
So don't be fooled by the enemy, amen. God said you know his devices. You know the enemy's devices. And God tried to steal away from certain things, and he won't put them on us than we can bear, praise God. I don't think he'll leave an escape clause for us to get out.
Amen.
That so happens. He's going to leave an escape hatch for us to get out of that. Amen.
That's right.
So don't stay there. Don't stay in the mess. If God helps you get out of it, and part of His path, He can lead for you to get out of that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Satan has no power over the true believers. Satan has no power over the true Christians. Amen. According to the Word of God and according to us, John 10:28-29, Satan has no power over you, saints. Nothing can be able to separate you from the love of God. Nothing.
That's right.
Which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So don't let any fool you. But Jesus said, He can have the power to take you out of Him in the Father's hand.
No, He doesn't.
So turn to John 10, and get verse 10, 28, 29. Jesus said that to His disciples about that. And He prayed for His disciples. He prayed for us as well. If you pretend to stand tall to Him, and also He gives the spiritual tools to use as well. But Jesus said that he can pluck us out of His hand. Him and Father's hand said they are one. Amen. Well, John, turn to John 10:28-29, or 27.
John 10:27-29.
Huh?
My sheep hear my voice.
My sheep hear my voice.
And I know them, and they follow me.
Yes.
And I give unto them eternal life.
What? Eternal life.
And they shall never,
never
perish.
Perish.
Neither shall any man,
any man
pluck them out of my hand.
Any man or any other creature can put them out of hand. Go ahead.
My Father,
yes,
which gave them me, is greater than all.
Greater than all.
And no man,
no man
is able to pluck
praise
them
the word of God
out of my Father's hand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can no one pluck you out of the Father's hand? Don't get fooled by the enemy. None of you be able to separate you for the love of God in which is in Christ Jesus. Don't
Thank
get fooled by the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
We have the victory over the world in Jesus Christ. And we have the victory over the world in Jesus Christ for John. For greater He that's in me than He that's in the world, saying, for greater than He that's in me than He that's in the world. Don't get fooled by the enemy. Resist the devil and he will flee. Put on the whole armor of God. Keep it on. God never tell you to take it on. Keep the armor on. By all time, speaking and living the word of God, power in the word, power in God's word, power in prayer, praise God. You are a child of Most High God. Know who you are. You are a child of Most High God. You are a son of God. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You are an overcomer, praise God. You are a child of the King. And you're filled with His Holy Spirit, praise God. God gives you everything you need. Keep the enemy defeated. He is defeated for him now, praise God. He's the only defeated already. You defeated him time ago. In Christ, he had the victory in Jesus Christ. Amen. No other name can man be saved. And no other name can have that power that Christ had that power. And also the power of His blood, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Moving along. There was the renewal of the mind. Yeah,
that's just
first truth. Okay. The renewal of the mind. Praise God, let's talk about the renewal of the mind. We're talking about the transforming power of God, praise God. The Christian life should be marked by transformation, seen through the renewal of the mind, ever seeking to the growth and understanding to discernment of and the approval of God. So we always continue learning by the things of God, learning by Him. We have a changing, amen. We change from glory to glory by the word of God and by His power with the transformation in our life, amen, because we're in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
So the flesh world walks in the spirit. But it's a continue change from day to day, praise God. But God is saying that you should continue to walk by faith, continue to stay in the word, praise God, be filled with His Holy Spirit, continue to walk in the spirit, and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, continue to trust in God and believe in Him and stay in His word, continue to grow in Christ, amen, continue to grow in the things of God, and do the will of God in our life, amen, from day to day, praise God. Metamorphosis comes from the Greek word transform. It indicates change from the inside out. People in American life are caterpillar, and it goes to transformation. But God's transformation power works from the inside out in our life, amen. He works from the inside out. You can't see it, but spiritually it works from the inside out. It makes it transform the Lord's sinner. He can transform a person's life that ungodly can be transformed by the power of God. No, matter what you had done, God's power can transform your life to this very hour. Mm-hmm. Do something new, something different, and give you a new life in Christ Jesus, a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's a guaranteed word that God will give you. Born again in Him, in Christ Jesus, and set you on a new course of life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In Christ Jesus, that conforming power of Almighty God works on the inside out. When He made me clean,
yes,
inside, yes, He will make you clean inside. If you allow Him to, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, repent of your sin, you see Christ, there will be a change in your life like never before. David said, "Create in me a clean heart, Lord,
mm-hmm.
O God, and renew a right spirit within me."
Amen.
Man can't do this. You can go pick this up at Amazon. Amen. You can go down to Walgreens, pick this up. Only in Christ Jesus can you get it through the power of Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
Through the power of His Almighty God. God can create something new in you through Jesus Christ. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things become new. God has changed your old nature to a new nature.
Amen.
He take out an old stone of the heart, put in a new heart. Amen. A spiritual heart. Amen. Take out your old way, put a new way, praise God. God, it change your tongue around and change your tongue, your speech, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Change your ear for hearing certain things, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Change your eye for seeing certain things. Change your hand for putting your hand on certain things. God has to change you inside out. The power of His word, the power of His power, that you can transform your life from beginning to end, amen.
Amen.
And turn you from something old to something new in Christ Jesus, amen. Let God become your direction, let God become your true self in Christ Jesus, amen. You were created in Christ Jesus. So in Christ, we are changing from glory to glory, praise God. God's transforming process to renew our mind,
mm-hmm.
to renew our heart, to renew our Holy Spirit in us, amen, to give us the Holy Spirit, not only just the Holy Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have it before. He will give you even greater fruit of the Spirit in love, in joy, and peace, some of the attributes of God is long suffering, praise God, hallelujah, in gentleness, in goodness, in faith, in meekness, in temperance, according to Galatians 5:22, verse 22. Verse. God will do that. He is workmanship created in Christ Jesus. You have been born anew in Christ Jesus, amen. You are born again in Christ Jesus. It's a new nature. It's a new being. It's a new you, praise God, in Christ Jesus. Amen. Unto God. So we are born to God unto He created us in Christ Jesus unto God for good works. Amen. Not bad, evil works. Now we created good works in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are saved by grace, not by works, but we are saved by grace through faith. But God, the man who working in Christ Jesus unto good works that God had before, said before that there was a day before the foundation of the world, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You should walk in those things in Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
But God wants to walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus, amen. It's a transformed life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a transformed life in Christ that we should serve Him in holiness, in righteousness before Him in all the days of our life, amen. That we should serve Him, I say again, in holiness and in righteousness before Him all the days of our life, amen. That we should do that. Praise God. And we should be dedicated people. Do not just wear labels, amen, but they should demonstrate their dedication by going places, by doing things for the cause of Christ. Amen, not for the cause of man, but for the cause of Christ in Christ Jesus. Now you got a different citizenship. I'm speaking about that later on. There's a different citizenship in Christ Jesus. You are part of the kingdom of God. You got a different kingdom. You're a different citizen now, amen. You are a different ambassador, if you will. Before you were different kind of ambassador. But now in Christ, you can ambassador for Christ, amen. So He changed and makes you change, amen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things change about you and continue to change, amen. Because we change from day to day, we change from glory to glory. It continues to change in our lives because we got the old man and the new man. So we got to cast out the old man, amen, and cast the deeds of the old man out. And so the new man can continue to change day to day in our life, amen, and be shining, be like Christ, amen. Have the mind of Christ, have the spirit of Christ and have the love of Christ in our heart, amen. So we can demonstrate that love to others around us, the believers and the unbelievers, amen. They can see that love in us through Jesus Christ, praise God, hallelujah, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God calls you, just God mandated on life to do what He called you to do, amen. And you go out and to disciple others, amen, to evangelize, to do what you need to do in our community, in our nation, amen, in our family, Lord, our loved ones. salvation. And the people that are around in our circle, you need to know and see the light of cracking up, amen. For Jesus light the world, and light the world is in you, in Christ Jesus. So you become the light of the world, amen. There's no hide on the bushel, let our light shine. This powerful light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Amen.
This powerful light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, amen. Then we say, look like, but I'm saying powerful light of mine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Praise God to the glory of God. So as the people committed to fulfill Christ's plans, purposes, and promises in the world, what we do? And the people committed to fulfill Christ's plans, purposes, and promises in the world, to go forth to all the world, amen. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. That's our job, that's our mandate, that's what we do in the name of God, through Jesus come. The transforming power of God, amen, working in our life.
Amen.
You know, another acronym for you, KISS, mm-hmm. Amen. Keep it simple, saint. Love God, love people. Love God, love people. Mm-hmm. If you walk in the light, and he is in the light, praise God, we have fellowship with one another. So let us have the light of Christ in our life, amen. Let God transform our life to what it needs to be, amen.
Amen.
For John 1:7. Let us be what God called us to be in the things of God, amen. And have us walk in the light, and he is in the light, and walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. For John 1:7.
But if we walk in the light,
uh-huh.
As he is in the light,
in Christ,
we have fellowship one with another.
Yes.
And the blood of Jesus Christ,
His Son,
cleanses us.
Hallelujah.
From all sin.
From all sin, praise God. The power of the blood, the power of the word, amen. And God, Holy Spirit, the power of it as well. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. We thank God for the transformation he's working in our life. He's the work in your life as well. Because he never loses the power, amen. The blood never loses the power. The word never loses the power. The Holy Spirit never loses the power. But God is working those things out in our life for his good, amen. And for his workmanship in Christ Jesus. Pray that God continue to bless you, that you have a transformed life like never before. And then God will do good things in and through you to the glory of God, amen. And they may change you from glory to glory in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Praise God for the word tonight. We're talking about the transforming power of God. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye renewed and transformed by the renewing of your mind. Praise God. Oh, what a powerful and timely word. That's how, saints, that we're going to continue as the word of God shares, ye who endureth to the end shall be saved. That's the formula right there. That is the formula for enduring and being through these difficult times, being able to know that you can be transformed by the renewing power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We thank Pastor Jasper for that word tonight. It's powerful. We're going to go ahead in the last few minutes of the broadcast and open up the lines to give you the opportunity, if you'd like to share in this word, or if you have a prayer request, praise report, or a testimony. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up at this time to our audience. Just press 1 on your dial pad, and we'd love to have you to be able to share in this time of studying of God's word. We're talking about the transforming power. Hallelujah. Has God transformed your life? Has the Holy Spirit transformed and made a difference in your life? If he has, we would love to be able to hear your testimony tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking about the transforming power of God's word and God's Holy Spirit, the word of God, true transforming power, as the man of God said tonight, and that God, he spoke and brought into existence this world. He transformed the world simply by his spoken word. He began with nothing, as the man of God said, and spoke and turned it into everything, turned this world from everlasting to everlasting. We're talking about Elohim and El Shaddai, Yahweh, hallelujah, the transforming power of the Word of God. Is there one tonight that would like to share? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we pray that this word has been a blessing to you. We already know that as the word of God says, his word goes forth and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent, praise God, and purpose to accomplish. So we thank God for his word, his transforming word, that as it goes forth, it will change and transform lives for the kingdom of God. And Amen. That as, praise God, as his word goes forth, that you will allow it to resonate in your hearts and in your minds and your spirit. Amen. And that you will be that catalyst that will go forth to be able to help to advance his kingdom here in the earth. We thank God for the word tonight. Thank God for Pastor Jasper. Thank God for Almighty God and his anointing power. Hallelujah. We will be remiss. Oh, I see that there is one. Two. Praise God. Caller, the last four digits of your number is 4984. Praise the Lord. Go right ahead. You are now within the studio. Go ahead, please.
I'd like to thank Pastor Jasper Whitehurst for a powerful word of transform, power of God. I enjoyed it. I've written down 3 pages of highlights that it helps to quench our spirits and renew our spirits within us. When we hear the word of God speaking the truth to our spirit. And so I want to thank him and encourage him and his wife to continue on doing the will of God. And thank you for refreshing my spirit.
Amen. 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 Praise God. We thank you, Minister Maddie Green. Thank you so much for sharing and that powerful word. Hallelujah. And that feedback. We appreciate and love you so much. Amen. Caller, your last 4 digits of 4848. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I want to just thank Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance for this powerful word, because the word of God is so alive and it is so transforming as we hear it. It's words of spirit and
Amen.
It's words of life. And I received it as such from Pastor Jasper. It was such a dynamic
Amen.
Word, Hebrews 4:12, where the word that God speaks is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing between the joint and marrow, the soul and spirit, and it quickens us as believers. That same word, that resurrection word, that resurrection power within that word tonight. We bless you, thank you for the word, and we thank you both for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton Brett.
Praise
oh, praise God. Yes, God's word. Yes, that transforming word that is
Amen.
So powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank both of you, Minister Green, Minister Hilton, for sharing tonight in this study and your comments. We love you both. And we have about 5 more minutes left into the broadcast, and we'd be remiss if we would not go ahead and ask if there's anyone that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't know Elohim, Yahweh, hallelujah, El Shaddai, Elohim, if you don't know him, tonight is a perfect opportunity to get to know him, hallelujah. All you have to do, according to Romans 10:9-10, is just as simple as ABC, hallelujah, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior by believing that God has raised him from the dead, that he came to this earth, that he died for your sins and mine and was raised into life by God's resurrecting power, praise God. And if you simply confess that with your mouth and ask Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life and take over your life, be Lord of your life for the rest of your life, hallelujah, then we welcome you into the body of Christ this evening, praise God. And if you made that confession, we'd love to hear about it. Go ahead and access our website. Send us an email or a text message at www.newsensenss. www.newseasonintl.org. We would love to hear from you. Well, we thank God for everyone that tuned in tonight. We thank God for his holy word and anointing. We pray that you go forth, share the word of God with someone that needs to know about this living Savior, that we so much be able to bring forth his word, and his name is Jesus Christ. Go forth and share his word and make a difference in the lives of someone for the advancing of God's kingdom this week. We pray that you have an awesome week, and to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his
holy
name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
from the rain.
Oh, my God is.